Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has taken a slew of measures for the welfare of the poor, which resulted in the upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. Replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament in the Lok Sabha today, he said the government is working for the development while adhering to fiscal prudence. The Prime Minister said it has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work. Praising the President's address, the Prime Minister said it was inspiring and gave the government's efforts to Viksit Bharat more strength.
राष्ट्रपति जी के संबोधन में अगर हम बारीकी से अध्ययन करेंगे तो ये साफ नजर आता है कि उन्होंने देश के सामने भविष्य के 25 वर्ष और विकसित भारत के लिए एक नया विश्वास जगाने वाली बात, एक प्रकार से आदरणीय राष्ट्रपति जी का ये उद्बोधन विकसित भारत के संकल्प को मजबूती देने वाला है, नया विश्वास पैदा करने वाला है और जन सामान्य को प्रेरित करने वाला है.
Highlighting the initiatives taken by the government, the Prime Minister said 4 crore houses have been provided to the poor people and 12 crore toilets have been built across the country, which has eased the lives of crores of people, especially women. He added that over 12 crore tap water connections have been provided under the Jal Jeevan Mission, which reduced the spread of waterborne diseases significantly. Mr. Modi said budgetary allocations for capital expenditure has witnessed massive hike during his tenure and it has been raised to over 11,21,000 crore rupees. He said the government has brought transparency in governance, resulting in saving of crores of rupees. Mr. Modi highlighted that various steps have been taken to provide tax incentives to the middle class, resulting in more savings in the past 10 years. He said recently the government announced the income tax rebate up to 12 lakh rupees, which is a major step towards strengthening the finances of the middle class. The Prime Minister said that his government has increased job opportunities for the youth of the country. The Prime Minister is still addressing the House. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured strict action against corruption, stating that the government will not tolerate irregularities in the farm sector. His remarks came during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The minister was replying to NCP SP leader Supriya Sule's allegations of corruption amounting to 5,000 crore rupees in Maharashtra's agriculture department. India has made significant progress in mobile and electronics manufacturing in the last 10 years. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that there were only 2 mobile manufacturing units in 2014 and today the country has over 300 units. Mr. Vaishnav said that the value of mobile phone manufacturing has grown substantially from 18,900 crore rupees in financial year 2014 to 4,22,000 crore rupees in the year 2024. All arrangements are in place for the smooth conduct of the elections to the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are likely to cast their ballots. Delhi is witnessing a 3-pronged contest between BJP, AAP and Congress. 699 candidates are in the fray in the assembly polls. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Delhi Metro will begin operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on voting and counting days to assist the staff deployed for election duty. And benchmark domestic equity indices today surged over 1.5% amid broad-based buying and positive global cues after the U.S. paused planned tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange soared 1,397 points to close at 78,584. Similarly, National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 378 points to settle at 23,739. And in Mumbai Open Tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals today. She registered a win over compatriot Vaishnavi Adkar in the round of 32. And that is the end of this news bulletin.